Welcome to Fortitude at Work, a podcast all about building your mental and emotional strength. Pull up a chair and join in the chat with your hosts, Leanne and John. Let's talk all things that put fortitude to work for you.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello, how are you?
Good, it's the last episode.
Of the season.
Of the season.
You're feigning upsetness there, and you're some grief.
Oh, it's going to be dreadful.
Yes, we'll have a break.
Yeah, we'll have a break.
We'll go on self-care.
Yeah, good.
Then we'll come back with
more gems.
Yes.
That you can dig up.
Absolutely.
I thought today would be really good to end the season just talking about all the resources that are out there to care for mental health or, you know, your own mental health
resources,
that you can go to. Because I know we are a fabulous resource.
For each other.
For each other.
Yes.
And maybe for someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are a fabulous resource. Hmm. But we're not here forever, are we, John?
No. Although we're on the internet forever, so.
Oh, we are too.
Well, there'll be a residual us.
Good point.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
But I thought it might be nice. So this week it's really just a summary of what's out there so people can go, oh, I didn't realise there was such a thing. So
asking for help.
Yeah, asking for help and things that might help.
Hmm.
So I wanted to start because this is a little trick that I talk about quite a bit when I'm doing keynotes or if I'm doing workshops about when you're engaged in conversation with somebody. And perhaps you're wanting to help somebody who's in distress, but you're worried because you're not a counsellor and you don't want to start something you can't finish. And what if, you know, you make it worse by saying things?
Yep.
Well, we do have those fears. Mm. Granted, though, I think anyone who spends the time to really listen to someone is coming from a good space.
Always. Yeah.
So I don't know that the fear's founded, but I understand.
Yeah.
And something that I've told people to do many times before is if you're talking to someone who's in crisis and you're not sure what to say, you can always call Lifeline.
Okay. If they're, if you're with someone who's in a lot of emotional pain or even suicidal thoughts or you want to be present to them but you're worried about, you know, the limitations of what that is for you, you want to help them but you don't know how to, you can, and you can certainly do listening and being present to them, but if you have a fear around that, there are resources that you can bring into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I thought we might do today is you've already got a scowl.
No, that's he didn't show my scowl, so we don't know.
What I thought we might do today is pretend like we're doing a Lifeline call.
Okay.
Because you've spent years and years and years
doing
training people.
Yeah, doing role plays.
Yeah, doing Lifeline calls, right?
Yeah.
So we might just pretend so that people get a sense, because I think it can be daunting if you're going, oh, I'm going to call Lifeline. For some people it's frightening because you don't really know what to expect, what happens on a Lifeline call.
It's true.
So I'm sitting with Sally and she's clearly upset and I want to help Sally. But I'm really nervous and I'm unsure that I might say the wrong thing.
Okay.
And I don't want to make it worse.
Uh-huh.
So what I might say to Sally is, oh, Sal, look, I can see that this is really upsetting you and this is clearly something that's on your mind. And I really do. I want to help you. I want to give you the support. Is it okay with you if we give Lifeline a call? Because they might have some thoughts about this that just might help you. And I'd be really interested to hear that myself. And Sally goes, okay, yep, give Lifeline a call. So I'm going to get my phone out and I'm going to dial 131114, which is the Lifeline number. I know it off by heart.
Yep.
And then I'm going to put my phone down, I'm going to put it on speaker so that we can all hear the conversation.
We're going to do a role play.
Yeah, what happens
then?
Okay.
So it'll ring. There'll be a short recorded message around Lifeline and what they do. It'll give some resources, and in particular around if you're in immediate risk of harm. And then it'll be passed on to the next available crisis supporter.
Okay.
And they will answer with, hello, this is Lifeline. How may we help you?
Okay, and I would say in that instance then, oh, hi there, hi, it's Leanne calling.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it might be really good to give you a call because I'm sitting here with my friend Sally, and Sally has told me about this situation that's going on for her and she's very upset, but I've got to be honest, I don't really know what to say. And I was hoping you might be able to help her.
Yeah, you're worried about Sally?
Yeah, I am worried.
And Sally's there with you, is she?
Yes, she is. She's here, aren't you, Sally?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Sally? And then I talked to her, and then I would be present to Sally, and I would talk to Sally around what her fears were and what was going on in her life and what she's worried about. And I would validate all of those fears. And I would also validate your fears as the intermediate about wanting to help Sally. And then if we came to a place in that conversation where Sally felt heard, you felt supported, Sally felt supported, then Lifeline would then give some other resources.
Great.
That are often local. So we'd find out where you are, and there would be groups, there would be counsellors, there would be immediate group work. There'd be all types of resources that she could use, either telephone or face-to-face, to help get her through this period in her life.
Fantastic.
Of pain, yeah.
Excellent. And how would a call end typically?
It would be to check on everyone's safety.
Okay.
And also to ask if there was anything that they, how they felt the call went.
Yeah.
And also if there was anything else that needed to be said. And if not, then they would end the call with thanking them for calling, and that to reassure them that Lifeline's here if you need them.
Fantastic. Mm. And then I would hang up, and Sally and I would have a plan about what we were going to do next. That's what she felt like she wanted to do.
And you may have written down some phone numbers around, is it 1300 Respect? You would have Beyond Blue.
Oh, great.
Lifeline's website itself with a list of resources.
Yep, great.
So you'd have a bunch of phone numbers and a bunch of websites for Sally to walk away, and resources, and then Sally could make some decisions on what she was going to do next and when.
That sounds fantastic. So calling Lifeline like that and putting it on speaker doesn't have to be frightening.
No. Lifeline are very used to having people calling that are in a fear. They're concerned about what to do next. They don't know what to do next. They're stuck.
And there's no judgment, is there?
Not at all. Totally non-judgmental, and there for you, and to find your way forward together.
Great.
And with lots of resources for you to move to the next step of caring for yourself.
Great. Because I know that there are courses you can go and do. The public can go and do courses, right?
Yeah.
Safe Talk?
Yep, Safe Talk, which is around being present to people that are having thoughts of suicide.
Yeah.
And ways to keep them safe in the now.
Yeah.
You can also do the ASSIST program for suicide intervention, which is a bit longer.
Yeah.
If you're to take more of a role in that, keeping people safe.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you can become a crisis supporter at Lifeline yourself if you think that that'd be something you'd like to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And there's the mental health first aid course as well, which you can do.
Yep.
And I think I've done both of those courses, and I think that they're both absolutely fabulous in terms of the resources, the structure, the way you can have safe conversations with people and feel confident.
Yeah.
That you can have those conversations and help somebody who's in crisis and in need. I think
that's they're wonderful
terrific courses,
and they're often subsidised by local councils and government. So
Or Rotary.
Yeah. And on the Lifeline site, it'll tell you where the next Safe Talk or ASSIST training.
Yeah, terrific.
Or accidental counsellor or mental health.
Yeah, accidental counsellor is another great course, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Plenty of resources for those that want to be present to those that are at risk and in pain.
Yeah. We've talked about some of those personal resources, and we'll probably come back and cover off on a couple of others.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to include some of the specific small business resources. And I think this is worth discussing, because you remember when I had my struggles, we had our struggles, and I couldn't sleep at night.
Yeah.
I would sit at the computer at midnight and type in small business owner in stress, small business owner with depression, entrepreneur and anxiety, all of those terms, there'd be nothing.
Mm.
That was back in 2012.
Yeah.
There was pretty much nothing.
Mm.
And so nowadays, after, 10 years of kind of working in this space.
And you've been an advocate for those changes and those resources being added to our world. So
yeah.
Well done you.
And a lot of other people along the way, some fantastic caring people who've really made that happen.
Yeah.
And so now we have a number of resources that small business people can go to that I love.
Okay.
They're great.
What are they?
Well, the first one's called New Access for Small Business, which is a Beyond Blue service. It's free, where you can register to speak to somebody who is actually a business coach.
Telephone?
Yeah, I think it's by phone.
Yep.
They're a business coach, so they have a small business background and they understand what it's like to run and own a small business. But they've done a little bit of mental health training with Beyond Blue. which allows them to not only understand the business dynamics,
yeah.
but recognise when somebody needs a little bit of support from a mental health perspective.
Okay.
And they're able to address that need yeah. because they've done that extra training with Beyond Blue. And if it's a crisis that is beyond their skill set, in terms of anxiety and stress management, then they've got the resources to refer that person to someone else.
Yeah, great, great.
That program resource, yeah. has been really, really well received in the small business sector, because what they love about it is you're actually talking to someone who's a small business person.
Yeah.
So they get it.
What's it called again?
It's called New Access for Small Business Owners.
And you can find that on the Beyond Blue site?
Yeah, just Google it.
Oh, okay.
It'll come up
okay.
immediately.
That's great.
And it's free.
Yeah.
I think you get six free sessions. And you don't need to have a doctor's referral.
No mental health plan, nothing like that.
Don't need any of that.
Okay.
And it's just been refunded by the government because it's just been such a successful program to offer.
Great.
And what we have now also is in New South Wales and Victoria, and I think it's starting now in Queensland, through Safe Work. In each of those states, they're also offering some free small business support and coaching and guidance, more on maintaining and caring for your mental health, implementing mental health strategies in your small business, that's free to access. So that's just brilliant as well. We have a site called Heads Up. And you can just Google that, Heads Up. It's headsup.org.au, I think it is.
Mm.
It's maintained by Beyond Blue, and it's a whole heap of resources. And there's resources there specifically to support small business owners
yep.
Who might be having a bit of a tough time, want to know more about caring for themselves and their small business journey.
So there's a lot of resources out there for those that want to help and to yeah. ask for help.
Yeah.
It's available now.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
If we come back, I need to give a special shout out to two resources that I really love that have got nothing to do with mental health.
Okay.
But last week in the Power One, the Power course, we talked about what are the things that make you feel powerful, you know, like cash flow and building sales and all of those things. There's two brilliant resources that are free that can help with this. And the first one is run by, I think it's the Victorian Small Business Commission. I love it. You can just register. They say it's for Victorian small businesses, but I've joined and I'm in New South Wales. Don't tell them.
Yeah.
Anyone can join, really.
Even I'm wondering what it's called. It's taking a while.
I don't know what it's called.
Oh, no.
You go to the Victorian Small Business Commission. I think it's called Small Business Strategy or something like that.
Okay.
What it is, it's actually, you can have it as an app on your phone or a website where it actually walks you through the stages of small business growth.
It'll be in the show notes and,
yeah, it'll be
and
in the show
Jerry
notes.
Will find the website.
Yep.
And say, okay.
Yep. It walks you through the stages of business growth and development.
Yep.
And it then you can nominate where you're at, and then it gives you templates, tips and tools on how to do that particular stage of growth in your business.
Great.
And then
very practical.
And then it actually sends you, like say every quarter, it says, okay, Leanne, last month you're going to do this, this and this in your social media, or you're going to address this in your sales. How did you go? How did it work? Are you ready to move on to the next stage?
Keeps you accountable. Yeah.
It's very practical.
Yep.
The other site that I love is the federalbusiness.gov.au. I love it.
The government?
I know.
Are helpful?
They're helpful.
Get out.
Yeah.
Okay. And this will be down the bottom as well, Jerry?
Yeah. Business.gov.au actually has a whole range of templates, tools, advice, strategies, a whole range of everything.
They're trying really hard, aren't they?
To help you
yeah.
grow and maintain your business at the various stages of the business. And the resources are all free.
Great news.
It's absolutely brilliant.
About time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and good on them for seeing that and putting it in.
Yeah. And then we have some specific resources for different industries. If you go to Beyond Blue and Ahead for Business, great resources there
Ahead
as well.
Ahead for Business?
Yeah. Oh, not Beyond Blue, sorry. It is Every Mind, but it's a head for business. I'll send the links to Jerry. He can put that in.
Okay.
So there's some absolutely fantastic applied resources as well that are a combination of understanding various industries, understanding small business, and giving some strategies to cope through the challenging times. So
there's plenty of help out there if you want it. If you need
there's
it.
Heaps.
That's great.
It's fantastic. I'll put it all in the show notes. I know it'll come up as we're talking along the way.
Yeah.
But definitely worth accessing it, because what's interesting is a lot of small business owners still don't know that those resources are out there.
All right. I'm about to say something. At the end of that, all you're allowed to say is thank you. Okay? your part in this, your advocacy, the work that you've done this over the last 10 years has been incredible. You've been there at the forefront. You've been there at government meetings. You've been on boards. You've been on working groups. You have been at the forefront of this, so you should take a huge amount of pride that you've been a part of putting all those resources together for all of those people in small business. Oh. So well done you. Yep.
Thank you. Well, let's end on that note.
Yeah.
Till next season, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for your time today. Hope you got some great takeaways from our chats. If you'd like to know more about John and his counselling, go to johndiamond.com.au. If you'd like to know a bit more about Leanne and the work she does in the mental health of small business owners, go to fortitudeatwork.com.au. Don't forget, check the show notes for any additional information about support and resources specifically for small business owners.